96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. In less than 24 hours, the United States of America will have a new president. But the day after that historic event, Washington will see another one, a woman's march on Washington. An estimated 200,000 women are expected on the National Mall. They will come from all over the U.S. But why are they coming? What's the message? We're talking about that issue tonight with organizers and participants. Dr. Ife Williams is president and CEO of the National Congress of Black Women Incorporated. Reverend Kaji Dosha is pastor of the Park Avenue Christian Church in New York City. And Melanie Campbell is on the phone. She's the national convener of the Black Women's Roundtable. If you have a question or comment about the Women's March on Washington on the 21st, that is Saturday, after the inauguration, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, you can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or follow me at H. Fisher, WHUR. Thanks for coming, everyone. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me first ask Dr. Williams, what's the message on Saturday?
Well, you know, I think the election on November 8th kind of woke some people up. Black women were already awake. We knew how to vote and for whom to vote. Unfortunately, all of our sisters didn't do that to the extent that we did. And, of course, Melanie, you know, always helps to get our numbers up there very high in elections, and we vote for things that are in our best interest. But I believe our sisters, particularly our white sisters, now see that they need to coalesce with us. They need to coalesce with women of color because, as I said, we know how to vote in our own best interest. We just need to get together so that we can teach them how to vote in their own best interest. So we'll be talking about things like health care. We'll be talking about things like voting rights. We'll be talking about justice for all of us. And we're seeing women and insisting that we be seen as humans, you know, not just an appendage, say, to a man, that we're somebody's daughter or somebody's sister or somebody's wife. We work. We do many things. And if people saw the movie that I saw not long ago that had the three women who played such a big role, you know, in the space program, Hidden Figures, then I think they would understand why we are demonstrating on Saturday to make sure that our stories are told.
Melanie, what was the genesis of this? This thing has exploded. There is an estimate of some 200,000 women, or at least 200,000 people, mostly women, that will descend on the National Mall on Saturday.
Hi. Thanks again for inviting me, and I want to say hi to my sisters. Wish I could be in the physical presence and appreciate being able to talk. The genesis was really organic, if you will, right? There were some white women who responded to what had happened with the election, what appears to be an unexpected victory of Donald Trump being elected. So it evolved very organically. But soon thereafter, one of our sisters who's the co-chair, Tamika Mallory, and Carmen Perez from Gathering for Justice in New York, who were contacted by the original organizers, if you will. And they reached out and they got involved. And Janae Ingram, who is the lead on the logistics, got involved and started reaching out to sisters and reaching out to organizations and ended up helping to actually take the lead in it. So now you end up with three of the four co-chairs are women of color. And so it really evolved as a reaction. It truly did start as a reaction to Donald Trump being elected.
I see.
But it has since evolved to being very multi-ethnic and multiracial. One of the things that, you know, some of us have, you know, done to obviously make sure that women of color, and for me specifically, really working to try to make sure black women's, first people, know that black women are helping to take the lead on this. But also to make sure that as folks develop the issues and why we were marching, that Black women's issues were very much a part of that message. And so that overall theme of women's rights being human rights and human rights being women's rights is an overall theme, but there's really issues around issues of justice that impact us, whether that's reproductive justice or economic justice, criminal justice, voting rights and civil rights.
And so
it's
obviously,
a large domestic issue.
Obviously, Melanie, let me say, because obviously there's a laundry list, and I want to make sure that I get a Reverend Dosha's take on some of that, because just less than an hour ago, the president-elect made reference to the forgotten people will be forgotten no more. If we are to believe that that is true, then why is there a need for a women's march on Saturday?
Well, why would we believe anything that comes out of the president-elect's mouth? But first, I just want to thank you for having me here. As the daughter of two HU graduates, it's really an honor to sit here, so thank you. I'm marching because I can't not march.
Mm.
If women are going to say, let's stand up together, then I think that we need to seize this as a moment that we haven't seen before. And a lot of us were thinking that this would be a new day for the woman, with Hillary Clinton elected. And when that didn't happen, and that wound up being such a surprise to so many, then I think a lot of people went into a state of despair. And we come together now because we don't need to despair. We need to be together and we need to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that. Why would I trust anything that comes out of the president's mouth? Only just because I don't even know if he knows what he's saying. Lord knows.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are previewing the Women's March on Washington, scheduled for Saturday, the day after the inauguration. If you have a question, if you have a comment, please give us a call. Again, 202-319-7810. Can we briefly talk, Melanie, about some of the logistics? When is it? Is there a gathering point? Is this also just going to be an organic gathering? Can you give me the rundown?
No, it's very much, not organic anymore, right? There are thousands, hundreds of thousands of women and men who will be there at Third and Independence is the actual official location. There'll be a rally.
What time?
It starts at 10 o'clock.
There we go.
10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Starts at 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the actual rally, and then there will be a ceremonial march from that point to the ellipse. And so depending on the crowds and numbers, it'll be a ceremonial march, because if you get the numbers that could get there, the reality of how far you can march will be limited. But it starts off as a rally, and then it'll be a ceremonial march.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Women's March on Washington, scheduled for Saturday, the day after the inauguration. Paula, calling from Maryland. Paula, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. I will be at the march on Saturday. And I do want to say, however, this week I know a feminist group called New Wave Feminists. They were de-partnered. They were removed as partners, and it's a pro-life group. I'm pro-life. I dare say many to most Christians are anti-abortion and pro-life. So I feel the fact that the Women's March, while I'm happy to be participating on Saturday, the very fact that they have in writing that they have a solid stance is we are pro-choice. And while that sounds great, I feel you're discounting tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of women. And it bothers me that you're saying just to be a feminist means I have to be pro-abortion or pro-choice. And I would like that to be addressed.
Melanie, can you address her concern?
I really cannot. I don't think I'm the person to do that. I'm a speaker at the march. I will say that, that what we did as Black Women's Roundtable was really weigh in on the principles and the unifying principles. But I think it would be better for her to have someone that she could talk to that's more in that leadership.
Well, I think the first, my sister, is that all women are welcome at the march. all of us have concerns, and they don't always come together. But the point is, our major concerns, we should be together on those. And, of course, one of those has to do with economic justice and, you know, several
right,
other things. So let's look at what our commonalities
Melanie, hold on 1 second. Please continue, Dr.
Yeah,
Williams.
Let's look at what our commonalities are. I mean, the enemy would have us divide on any one issue, so let's not divide on that issue. The pro-choice just simply says, it doesn't say that we're not pro-life, too. It says women have a choice whether they want to be pro-choice, whether they want to, you know, or whether they want to decide what to do with their bodies, or whether they want someone else to decide that. And I think that's the only question. We're not saying that we're against our sisters who are not pro-choice. So let's not divide over that.
Okay, Paula, thank you so much for your phone call.
And I want to add to that. Thank you, Dr. And that it, as it relates to organizations being on there or not, was not something I would have a good answer for, because I wasn't involved in that way.
And let us say that there is a laundry list, dare I say, a cornucopia of speakers there, you know, including, you know, people such as, you know, Gloria Steinem, for example, and there are also, you know, actors. There are men that are participating as well. This is, some could say it's a tapestry of America, although, you know, primarily women, as would be appropriate considering that it is a women's march. So I think it will be, you know, fascinating to see. It's not just folks, you know, sitting around, you know, singing songs on the ellipse. I mean, there's a program and it promises to be, you know, at least informative and intellectually stimulating, not to mention probably entertaining as well and inspiring. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Women's March on Washington coming up on Saturday.
And, you know, Harold, we have many events leading up to the march that morning. We have many congresswomen who are giving a breakfast, and I'm a speaker for one. And to show our differences in issues, I'm going to be speaking about economic justice. We'll have Patricia Arquette will be speaking about justice in the movie industry. We'll have Kamala Harris, who will be talking about a similar topic. We have others who will be talking about, you know, women's reproductive rights. So there are all kinds of issues, but we are just looking to find the most of the issues where we have commonality and that we're together on that. It's so easy to talk about what divides us. That's what that campaign has been about. For the presidency, we don't want that to happen with the women. This is a coming together and supporting each other. That's what I talk with my white sisters about. We've got to have you support some of our issues if we continue to support yours. I'm going to be talking about the Equal Rights Amendment. That refers to all women, whether you're pro-choice or not.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sugar, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to point out that, you know, a lot of the issues that was brought up earlier, you know, I agree with some, and some, you know, I a little disagree with, because it shouldn't be placed on slandering nobody or putting the new president down just yet. I believe in allowing him to do what he says that he's going to do, and then if you feel uncomfortable about what he has not shown or whatever the situation is, then you can comment and really be, you know, state your case on what you feel uncomfortable about him. But just give him a chance, because everybody deserves a chance. Even those you feel negative about deserve a chance.
Okay.
Because
you never know if this thing could turn around.
Well,
the bottom line is about
Sugar,
the ladies.
Sugar, hold your point, please, because I've got to take a break. And I also want to give Reverend Dosha an opportunity to also respond to what you're saying. So please stay on the line. I want you to be able to finish your point. Also, Melanie, are you going to stay with us, or are we going to have to cut you loose?
I'll stay.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Love to hear you talk about the critical issues that affect our community. So certainly stay with us. Also, Tanya, calling from Suitland, Maryland. We're going to talk to you as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the Women's March on Washington coming up on Saturday after the inauguration of Donald J. Trump. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.